This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end. No safety or surprise. The end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be? So stranger's hand in a desperate land.
Good evening, and welcome to a very special Thursday night edition of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. For those of you who are accustomed to tuning in and listening to our normal opening music, I'm doing some searching around and some work on some other endeavors this afternoon, and I tripped across this particular piece of music, as I do quite often, and I just sat there listening to it over and over and over again. The terminology, the end, could have numerous connotations. And as you take a look at Republic Trading Group International.com's website, speaking about the legislation that is currently sitting before the U.S. Senate and ultimately the House that deals with their ability to incarcerate Americans or citizens or whatever you want to call us, it could be the end in many respects. But I like to think of this opening piece of music by Jim Morrison, The Doors, as the end of something else, possibly the end of a tyranny that has been perpetrated on we the people for a very long time. And having said that, we welcome back Roger Sales to this evening's program. Roger, once again, I try to outdo myself with my intros of you, buddy.
I never heard Jim Morrison jazz before. Man, that's really different.
Yeah, he was jazzed all right.
I saw him one time before he died, so untimely, in New Orleans at the old warehouse on Chapatula Street. It's quite a show. I have vivid memories of that night. We're going to pick up where we would have liked to have gone last night without our little snafus. Folks, we're going to get into some real in-depth stuff tonight, and I'm kind of moved like Jeff is. I've had one of those days too, and I think that all of us sense that something real, real big is right around the corner.
Well, and right now we got music on us. We got to go to a break, so stand by. We will be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That's a heck of an opening. Nice. So let's just stand right up and cheer. Piece of music coming back out of the break. Welcome back to a very special Thursday evening edition of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Live on this first day of December 2011. And you're listening to us live this evening on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Jeffrey Bennett. My co-host, normally on Wednesday nights, Roger Sales, is returned with us this evening. Hopefully, we'll not have a repeat of the insanity of last night. Rog, pick up where you left off, brother.
It was only half a show last night because we got cut off darn much.
Are you saying we were half-baked or got off half-cocked?
We only had half communication. This sense in the air, I mean, I can feel it hanging heavy in the air all the way in the southern hemisphere, okay? Because I hear you guys, I listen to the show, I scan articles and the important sites, I pick up what's going on. And the real advantage that I've gotten, hopefully a bunch of y'all are going to have it real shortly, is that I know my enemy like the back of my hand. I spent years reading everything that they've written. And I've studied their history, and I've seen how they do things, and I've read their motives, and I read how they talk to each other. And that has allowed me, because of this information that I've possessed for so many years and knowing this very primal trick that's the whole basis of their whole game. I mean, let's not make any bones about it. What we're talking about, what's going to be out in this book, sorry for the ambient noise if it's there, is the tap root. You know, there's a great Thoreau quote that my old buddy Paul Revere Rides Again sent me, and it said, for every 100 chopping at the branches of tyranny, there's one striking at the tap root. And that's what I kind of like to envision myself as, is the one that's striking at the tap root, because this goes back to their whole element of control and how they've made you property. And in so making you property, and we're going to revisit this little issue later. Hopefully we got time in the show because I've been wanting to talk about it for a couple of weeks. As they've made you property, it's given them total control over you. And that's why you got all this crap going on. And they know the importance of this information and this concept. And I guarantee you, to them, we are terrorists. Because what they do is they shift the whole world over to this paradigm that they look at the world and life through. And then they take everything else and apply regular definitions to it. except for the ones that they selectively, like a lawyer would in any kind of lawsuit, if he's the plaintiff, they can identify and define the words. And through the entire rest of that lawsuit, even it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, that word is defined and however they want it defined. And I dare say there's no sheer coincidence that so many of our Zionist, Khazar, Ashkenazi, Satanist, bastard friends, whatever you want to label them, because they could probably get about 10 or 12 more adjectives put in there. That's why so many of them are in the legal profession. And that's why so many of them that are legal profession people have migrated on up into the lawmaking process. And so we're going to talk about them in some depth tonight. Because I don't go into this a lot in the book. I go more to what we're talking about in what they've done legally with the proofs and the things that I found out through my journey. And let me just talk about that for a minute. The book's a gnat's hair away from being there. We got a couple of little snafus in coordinating the locking program for the book the shopping cart. And you can't call these companies that write these programs. You have to email them. And we're waiting on responses to try and simplify it for you, because the way evidently it was interlocking and interfacing, my webmaster felt that it was too complicated, and we want to try and simplify everything as much as we can for you. So just hang in there. It's going to be there real shortly for you. But I wanted to give you a little bit of my background and how all this came about in the respect of the way the book's written. I'll give you a straight disclaimer. I'm no writer. In fact, this whole thing has frustrated me so bad, I doubt that I'll ever even attempt to write another book in my life, all right? I do love speaking. I've been a long-time radio listener and advocate since I was 10 years old, listening to Wolfman Jack and that big station out of Oklahoma City on a transistor under my pillow on those crystal-clear nights when I lived in New Mexico, and those big stations boom in there like a big 50 kW clear channel does. And I've always been fascinated with radio, and it was just by, I say, sheer luck. I look back now, I think God guided me into that profession, and then I worked with radio people for years, 10 years or more, and then I taught about it for 10 years, and I've met and become friends with some of the absolute most important people in the history of the radio business. It's not that I've even met them through my regular duties. I met them all in ways that I never should have. There's a guy that, Jeff, you know what the top 40 format is, right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, that format was invented by a guy named Bill Drake. And Bill Drake went on to found he totally changed FM radio when the change dictated by the FCC came about in the 60s, and started a little company called Drake Chenault, which was beautiful computerized music and all those different formats. And they sold that to just about every FM station in the country and supplied them for years. And Bill Drake, when he retired, he moved to my hometown. And Panama City, Florida. And I met him through a good friend of mine who was a general manager of one of the TV stations there. And me being in Atlanta, he's from Georgia, had started his career in Atlanta, and I was from Atlanta and knew a whole bunch of those people that he knew about, some of the old-timers. And, man, every time I was home, we were together all the time, out at his penthouse apartment on the beach. Amazing stuff. I mean, this guy told me stories like, you know, he was so big that the Elvis would fly him over to Vegas when he was in Vegas, and he'd go party with Elvis after the shows, okay? Mm-hmm. A record company guys bowed at this guy's feet, okay? He was also the chain PD of RKO when he came up with the top 40 format. So those are the kind of experiences I have. I've talked radio and programming with some of the absolute greatest minds that have ever been in the industry, all right? So I don't come to this as a piker, all right? And I love radio. It's the finest form of communication known to man, because everybody perceives it. You're all hearing these words, but you're all perceiving them slightly differently, because it is in your own mind as you interpret it, and that's what makes radio so powerful. So I hate to digress and get off into that, but I wanted to tell you that the way that I wrote this book is a narrative. So much of it is a narrative of my story. And there's going to be a lot of things in there that a lot of you I discovered along the way that you've probably never been aware of. And those things will stimulate you. And then we move into the definitions and some quotes. And then we move into all the heavy legal proofs. And boy, it's meaty. Okay. I mean, it's meaty. You're going to chew on it. All right. So that's what it's about. And I'm not looking for style points. I'm not looking for Pulitzer Prizes. I'm not looking to be on the New York Times best-selling list, because I don't care how many this thing sells. I promise you it won't be on the New York Times best-selling list, all right? So my whole goal with this was simply to get this information out, because if this thing crashes, I didn't want these creeps' deepest, darkest secret not being exposed, because I don't want them to do it again. I'm not in this to make money. I'm not in this for fame. I'm not in it for any of that. I'm in it to get the truth in you people's hands. So as you read that book, please keep that in mind. If I was in it to make money, I'd sure price it one hell of a lot higher than $10. Right? So, and I hope it is affordable to everybody. And I told you last night, if somebody can't afford $10, you write me a sob story, I'll give you a copy. So while we're saying that, I got a couple emails from somebody last night, H2O man. And, he said, Roger, I'll be happy to pay you a lot more for the book. And I don't want that. What I want you to do in your each and every one of your hearts is, as you read it, I want you to determine what that book's worth to you. And I want you to take the difference in $10, and I want you to send it to Republic Broadcasting. Because without Republic Broadcasting, you wouldn't be hearing this. Without Jeff Bennett, you wouldn't be hearing this. And I'm very serious about that, okay?
Thanks a lot. That's real shocker. But that's the kind of person Roger is. I mean, that's why we've had this relationship we've had for 16 going on 17 years now. And that's why I had no qualms about saying, you know what? And I have to say this, Roger, because Roger has tried to take the concept of this to every single broadcaster out there on the alternative media. He's tried to reach out to people who are more well-known, less well-known. Mr. Megaphone up at the other network has, you know, declined to take this thing public at this point in time. Even people at this network would not touch it because I think it was so far over their heads. Look, I've never denied the fact that some of this is still over my head, but I continue to learn. I continue to read. I continue to study. That's what Roger is challenging all of you to do. That's what I'm challenging you to do. And I'm thankful, as I'm doing some writing while Roger's on the air, that what began as a very simple seed being planted into the garden of our listeners' brains, Roger is about to reap the most bountiful harvest they will ever have the privilege to place on their table.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Piece of furniture.
I'll tell you this. Once you read it, your life's never going to be the same. Because your viewpoint and the way you view the world is never going to be the same. And it's like we used to say, when people get a new idea like that, it's like taking a pair of your underwear and just stretching them out as far as you can. And when you let them go, they never pop back to the same size. All right? And, mm-hmm. and that's what's going to happen with your mind here. You know, the problem with some of those other people, and I understand it now, you see, is that you can't give this information in sound bites. It doesn't make sense. It has to be. It's simple what they've done, but it's complicated how they've done it. And you have to go back and weave your way mentally and legally and factually through that maze. And when you get finished with it, I mean, you know, it's pretty simple. You can go to the post office, and we'll talk about going to the post office, because there you're in the federal zone. We'll talk
That's
about it.
It
when we get back.
Music's up, man. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
This red blue for sale to you, body and soul.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain chlorine, moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome back, my friends. This is one of these hours that we're going to wish we didn't have all these breaks. But let's go back to Roger Sales down in Argentina as we continue this launch of this massive project.
You know, Roger, I got a bunch of things to talk about tonight, and some things popped up right before the show, and I know that they need to be discussed, and we're going to get to them. And my challenge now is to get this where it flows and it's all knitted together so it's not choppy in the ideas and the way we're going to progress in discussing them. I was going to say about the post office. You can go down to the post office and you can get one of those passport applications and you can look at the oath and you can see those two distinct types of citizenship right there. You can go to the Internal Revenue Code and the regulations, which is what they use to govern you because you're a bunch of slaves. And you can go to 26 CFR 1.1-1, 1.1-1. This is all in the book, A. And you can see there's two different types of political status there. And that was what really put it together for me. And as I look back, and I think I've told mentioned this on the air before, as I look back and try and analyze all this, if I had a seminal moment in all of these 20 years, when somebody hit me, when God hit me upside the head with a hammer, was when I made the decision to move to Argentina. And I was moving here come hell or high water, man, because I wanted to get out. I knew what was coming, and I wanted to get this information out. I didn't think I could have a good chance of doing that living in the States. And I just wasn't happy there, you know. I just flat wasn't happy. I knew I wasn't free, and I knew I didn't have a chance of being free without fighting at every blasted turn, and I wasn't ready to do that. So that's when I made the decision and the commitment, and it was a total commitment. We're going to try and get back and talk about commitment because that's part of this whole deal and part of life, a big part of life in anything you do. And it was when I made the commitment and went to get the passport application and read it, because I read stuff thoroughly now, And I saw that, and it jumped out at me like I can't even give you an analogy. It was just like, man, all of a sudden, for the first time in these years, I knew what I was, because I know that they tricked you in the Internal Revenue Code so that they didn't put the real status in there so nobody had figured out. Because, you know, you being property and them extracting that money from you, which you have to be property for them to extract it. If you weren't property, you'd have to be giving it to them really voluntarily.
Yeah.
Okay? I doubt very many of you'd be wanting to do that. All right? So they have to put this system of law in to where they're property. And I think that's the base of their whole game. And if we got time tonight, we're going to talk about it. If not, we're going to talk about it next week, among a lot of other things, or at some point. And so all of a sudden, I knew. And that guy at the post office, he wouldn't let me do what it said in the book. I didn't have a picture ID. I didn't want to show him a driver's license where it proved I was a resident. And so I brought a girl with me, and he wouldn't give it to me. And he said, I'm going to make you have a picture ID. And she said, my kids just got a Florida State ID last week. Let's run down to the driver's license division. And we went down there. And by the time we got there, I had the affidavit and I had the birth certificate. And I'd figured out, because, you know, it's hard to think this thing through on the spur of the moment. And I'd figured out in just a little bit of time that because that affidavit is notarized, that I had to have a picture ID to get it notarized. So when we went to the driver's license division, they have a gatekeeper there. And I sat there and showed him that, and he goes, go on through. And I got down to that woman down there. I've told this story before, but this was a seminal moment. And I gave her that affidavit. She opened up a scanner next to her little workspace, and she starts scanning it in. And she starts asking me all the questions. She said, are you a citizen of the United States? I said, no. She said, are you a resident? I said, no. She said, da-da-da-da, are you this, are you that, da-da-da-da-da. Step over there, Mr. Sales, and get your picture taken. That'll be $4. And I went, all of a sudden, everything that I'd been taught and learned and come to understand was right there in that conversation. And I said, this thing really is voluntary. This is a paper tiger. They've intimidated you into this, or you're scared to tell them you're not that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So their whole game is intimidation. They're a paper tiger. It's the Wizard of Oz. It's Toto pulling back the curtain and seeing that shriveled, ugly old man pressing the pedals and the buttons and pulling the levers. And that's what's been happening in our world. And if you wanted to call me anything, you call me Toto. Okay? Because that's what I hope to do for you.
You just pulled back the curtain. You just pulled back the curtain and exposed the phony wizard.
That's, I've exposed their whole game. Their whole game is based on this. Everything comes from this right here. It's the nucleus. It's the taproot. It's the genesis of their whole scam. And that's why they're so damned afraid of it. Okay? Because it exposes, I've told you guys this before, it exposes them like nothing I've ever seen and nothing I've ever understood. And you get this in enough people's hands, and they're going to have to send troops after you, and that's why they're doing what they're doing this very day. Now, how many sheriffs around there in the country you think are going to allow federal troops to come in, these goons, and come yank their people out of there?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Roger will be back in just a couple of minutes. From Sovereign to Serf, the book is imminently ready to go. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals,
viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Come on, get set to go. Walking on the side of the street. Just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter
Oh, my goodness. It is so good to hear that phenomenally upbeat Italian voice. Roberta Gambarelli. You know the song. Great scat singer. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, All That Jazz. Raj, pick up. Let's use this time up wisely, my friend.
That girl's got a set of pipes on her, man. So I wanted to transition in. Jeff tells me that we're ready. Right before the air, we went on the air, I got an email from a guy down here in Argentina. I met him a couple of weeks ago. Henry McCaw wrote an article, published something he'd written, and I saw it, and I, you know, of course, attuned into any Americans, especially in Argentina. And he lives up there in Doug Casey's place, Cajafet. It's just south of Salta up in the northern part of the country. I'm dying to go up there. It's supposed to be extremely beautiful. And so I wrote Henry because his email wasn't in the piece, and I wrote Henry, and I said, could you give me Gary Kingman's email address? Well, before Henry could write me back, Gary wrote. And so we, hey, Argentina, this, that, and the other, and we're kind of kindred spirits, and from what I could tell in two-dimensional email, and connected pretty good. And so I sent Gary a copy of the book, and he read it, and he has taken it upon himself to write a review of it. And, you know, there's some pretty influential people. Doug Casey's a pretty influential guy, okay? I mean, he's very well off. Very established. A lot of people know who he is. And I told Gary, I said, you need to get this in Doug Casey's hands. He said, there's another guy that lives up here, too, the Dollar Vigilante. You ever heard of him? I said, yeah. And he said, well, he lives up here, too. And I said, well, man, those are the kind of people we need. They got big networks. And so he said, well, yeah, but they don't be interested in this. They're all in finance. I said, Gary, when they understand that this little thing right here has made people property, and that's what backs the bonds that back the entire system, I kind of think they might be a little bit interested. And so Gary wrote me and sent me an initial piece he'd written about it yesterday, day before. And I pointed out a couple of things to him that I thought he hadn't fully grasped in a quick read through the book. And I'm assuming he's changed because I haven't had a chance to even read this yet. It came in so close to the show. But the Dollar Vigilante has posted what he has written in his blog. And Jeff just put it on the federalobserver.com while we've been talking here. So if you'd like to read this, not right now, but after the show, it's going to be sitting there waiting for you to read. And I know because I read the first thing he wrote that is powerful. And that's good. I appreciate that. But even more so to me is already we're getting into people with huge circles of influence like these guys, of respected people that know what's going on to some extent. And, buddy, as this gets in their hands, you're going to see some fireworks, okay? Because it's going to spread, as I said the other day, it's going to spread. For those of you in Southern California relate to this, it's going to spread like one of them hill fires driven by the Santa Ana winds, okay? I've been doing promotion and sales and stuff for a long time. It's what I did in the record business, was take bands that mostly nobody'd ever heard of and go out and work them at radio stations and get them to play them and see if there was a buzz on the record and try and spread it if there was. And I know I got a sixth sense for when there's a buzz, and there's a heavy buzz. There's more than a buzz. There's an explosion waiting around the corner on this one. And all of you guys are going to have to help because, you know, I'll take all of my experiences and structure in here. As far as I'm concerned, your $10 makes you a red, white, and blue distributor in the battle for truth. And your job to do that is to try and get as many people on your front line as you can. And the reward you're going to get is that you might just get your freedom and your posterity's freedom. And if that's a good goal for you, I tell you to get your damn ears pinned back, get this information internalized, work like hell to understand it where you can communicate it to another person, and start, you know, in MLM we used to call it the 3-foot rule. You know what that is, Jeff?
The 3-foot rule? I don't think I've ever heard it put that way. What is it?
That means that everybody that comes within 3 feet of you, you talk to them about it.
Well, and that's the point I was going to make. You know, look, we've got this article posted up on the federalobserver.com. It's right at the top. It's called A Review of the Book from Sovereign to Serf. And I'm telling you, for every one of you who's got internet access, you've got email accounts, I don't care. Download the entire article, copy it, paste it into an email, and send it out to all your friends, your relatives, your enemies. I don't care. Get it in their hands. It's only going to benefit them. It ain't going to benefit anybody else.
And they can't tell you you're crazy because you got black and white stuff right there. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You got proof. And what's happening is our enemy's so scared, the old ugly wizard behind the curtain. He's so terrified. You see him doing things like he's doing today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These people are desperate. I'm telling you, I know them like the back of my hand. For years, I felt like I was in their damn boardrooms. I can almost predict like a chess game what they're going to do next. These people are terrified.
I have to tell you what's been going on the last couple of weeks is I've got about 6 email accounts. And for whatever reason, my Republic Trading Group email account has been getting just jammed for weeks. I believe a lot of it has to do with this. The fact of the matter is I just received an email from a gentleman named Josh inquiring once again into the name of the book, how he can gain access. I copied the article, sent it out to him. The minute I sent that out, bang, my Republic Trading Group email froze up again. Doesn't mean don't send me stuff. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. I hope we're making some people mad. I hope we're getting to some folks. And those that we're getting to that are maybe considered the bad guys, I hope you'll learn something and take action on your own behalf.
Oh, let me tell you what. These guys are terrified, man. They got every reason to be. Look what they've done. And when the people read this and they go back and see that this has been a concerted effort over many, many, many years to bring it to this point and to bring you to absolute despotism in the form of property of a slave, and that's what it is. And legally, you see, everybody goes, unconstitutional this. They're not doing anything but enforcing the body of law that they've hung you with. You just don't understand it. All those laws are written correctly. You just don't understand it because you don't understand the definitions they're imputing into those words. Now, once that opens up for you, your whole life is going to change. You're going to have to think everything through in your entire worldview, in your entire personal view. And it is going to absolutely, you're going to walk around in a daze, and it ain't going to just be for a day. I've done this 20 years. I've lived this. And it still happens to me. Okay? I'll tell you what, I see that same Satan system just like in Revolution. I see it right here in Argentina. It's the same thing. When I was over in Uruguay doing some business over there, and I'm sitting down with an accountant over there, and we're starting to talk about taxes, because the first thing I did was stick that affidavit under his nose. Because I said, I don't want any of that. I'm not a citizen of the United States or a resident. Here's your proof right here. And, of course, they didn't understand it. And we're talking about taxes, and the guy goes, you know, we just got that in here a couple of years ago. He said, because my brother works at a bank and they take his out of his check. But I have to file every year. And I went, bingo. They got you.
Listen to this. Email just came in and they're rolling in here as we're on the air. It says, Jeff, a great show, truly inspiring. The forthcoming book gives me renewed hope in a dire world. I'm going to order several books for my friends and patriots in my community. The question is, I listen to a lot of talk radio, many from different sources. Do you want me to recommend Roger as a guest on other talk shows? My answer, of course, was absolutely, but that's up to him. I forwarded that email down to you. You'll be able to respond later. This is the kind of stuff we're getting. The guy says, I don't want to overwhelm Roger, but I want to see this info get out to as many folks as possible.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd sure rather talk to you than write a book and give it to you. It's a lot more fun and enjoyable for me. Because here, you know, when you're writing, you write something and you got to look at it. And then you get all this second guessing. Well, is that word right? Well, is this mean right? Does this get across? Man, when I'm talking to you from my heart.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, okay? So, yes, to answer your listener's question and to put it on all the other people, and thanks for that because it's a great segue because it's exactly what I was going to say. You people are the ones that are going to have to spread this word. I'll stay up 24 hours a day doing radio shows. You get me on them. You get me on Jeff Rentz. You get me on Alex Jones. You get me on Coast to Coast. And with the other people I've already got lined up because I've been doing some real heavy in the trenches work getting this thing set up. I'm telling you, these guys are toast. And they know it. They got a formidable enemy, man. They got a formidable enemy, and that's me. Because I know their damn dirty trick. I'm going to hang their dirty laundry out for not only the people in my country that have been so abused for so many years. I'm going to hang it out for the whole blasted world to see and know. And you guys getting your big fancy jet planes that you got with all this stolen money through fraud and deceit and lies, trickery, death, murder, and every other damn thing you do that's rotten to the core. And you go hop in those little planes, and you fly your little sorry asses back to Satan's sandbox over there, and you all congregate there because, you see, parasites can't live off other parasites. That's why they have to come and attach their damn blood-sucking selves to you.
I love it. I'll tell you what, it is unbelievable to read not only the original posting over at Dollar Vigilante, but to read the comments that some of those reading it. And I expect I will be getting an equally great amount of comments over at federalobserver.com. I mean, right away, bang, this thing got posted today. Here's the question. When is this book going to be released? What's the first country that is able to receive God-given natural rights? Right, that's just one comment. There's others that are far lengthier in here. There's pretty interesting stuff. So get into this. Go read the article and leave your comments. Post your questions. This is going to be pretty interesting. I could stop posting anything on the Federal Observer for the next week and let that one article stand on its own, and let's see what kind of dirt we could dig up here.
Well, let me say thanks to Gary for that because,
absolutely.
You know, I kind of challenged him like I just challenged you guys. You know, he's saying, well, you need to contact, and I've had several people do this. I'm not isolating Gary out. People write me an email, you need to contact da-da-da-da. Hey, man, I've carried the damn water bucket for 20 years. I'm bringing you the truth. The bucket's heavy. It's time for you to carry the damn bucket. It's your freedom. I've already got mine.
You great way to put
it. There and start talking to people. You start flooding these guys with emails. You start sending them this review right here. You do some damn work. Freedom ain't free. Okay? Oh, look, I got a dream life, man. I'm financially set. I'm in a country that I love. I'm away from all that garbage. I'm as happy as I've ever been in my life, and I got freedom. I got freedom, man. I could paint my face blue and go walk around downtown. And that's what you people want. And you ain't going to get it with these bloodsuckers sucking your life essence out of you with all their little scams making you property. Now, are they going to fight this? They're going to fight it tooth and toenail every way they can. They're going to probably bottleneck up at property office so you can't file that affidavit and give you a bunch of crap. You take that. The first thing I'd tell the lady is this, usually a lady. I'd say, ma'am, do you file liens for the IRS? Well, of course. Well, do you file liens on people from the IRS for the IRS when they live in a rental house or an apartment that's not theirs? Well, of course. Then you're filing property liens by filing the IRS lien. And I'm filing a property lien to say I'm not one of the people they got jurisdiction over. Now, if they don't understand that, I'd probably open that and try. Listen, you know, we got a saying in the South. Honey draws more flies than vinegar. So you be sweet. Don't get in these people's faces. They're just trying to do what they're told and get a paycheck because they're just as scared as hell, just like the rest of you. Okay? And don't you think they're not. And I'd probably ask them, are you an attorney? Well, no. Well, who's the county attorney? And you go buy a copy of this book for the county attorney, and you go deliver it to him with that affidavit. And you tell him, buddy, you're a public servant. You got direct responsibilities to do, and one of them is to file paperwork concerning property. And that's what I'm being stopped from doing. And if you don't want me to get you in some sort of a lawsuit or to file a writ of mandamus against you, which is an old common law writ that says, public official, do what the hell you're supposed to do. You want me to file a writ of mandamus against you and Susie Q down there in the property office, then you read this. And if they still give you a bunch of grief, here's your other option. There's another way to get this thing filed. I like the property records office because that's how I was told to do it, and I've always found it to work. But there's an alternate way. You can file it in the newspaper in the legal section for 3 days, and that's considered proper notice, too, because that's what you're doing. You're fulfilling the definition of due process, notice, and the right to be heard, and you're given notice. And if they don't respond to an affidavit, it is a legal maxim that goes back to Rome. Silence deems consent.
I'm with you. I just got messages going back and forth with the producer.
So, you know, they're going to bottleneck you every way they can. Because let me tell you what, folks, they can't deny it. They can't deny it, and they can't address it. And they're checkmate. You're checkmate, Satan bastards. And you're fixing to feel the death, not of 1,000 cuts, of millions of cuts. And you deserve more than that. You don't deserve to die easy. You deserve to expire from this world slow and painful like you've caused so many others to do for so damn long. The gig is up, boys. The gig is up. The fat lady is singing.
Little do you know how prophetic that is. Maestro, bring up the music now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we're just about to break, man. Let this run.
I told you radio's my blood, man.
Just wait.
Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back, and I'm going to tell you something very, very interesting has happened during the course of this break. If you folks are trying to get on to federalobserver.com right now, I'd say it's in an overload mode. I mean, I can't even get into my own site. Bear with it. You're going to find the column over at federalobserver.com, and later on tonight we'll get it up over to the RTG site as well. But right now, something is going on, and it's preventing us from getting up here. So, you know what? Yeah, it is Federal Observer. I'm getting into other sites right away with no problem.
Wow, so, that's exciting, man.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very good. Maybe we got better listenership tonight than we thought we had. Maybe maybe some shows aren't the most popular shows on the network.
What I'd say is that we're touching a lot of people's lives, and we're touching a live nerve here, and people are reacting. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to spread this message far and wide just as much as you can, all right? Because, you know, your future and your progeny's future may just depend on it. Mm-hmm. And I want to leave a special message to a couple of my friends, one Abe Foxman and one Morris, one sleazy piece of human garbage D's. And I want to tell you, boys, you sit on the Homeland Security Board now. I want you to write a bunch of messages and demonize me. I want you to write a bunch of articles because none of your crap affects me, All right? It's like water off a duck's back to me. But I just want to give you this one little instruction. When you write those articles and you try and slander and smear me like your little tricks, you spell my name right and put my website in there.
That's right. Absolutely.
Do it. Do it, you satanic bastards. You know, Abe Foxman was taken in by a Christian family in World War II and hid from the Nazis. Do you want to see the way they repay you for kindness?
Yeah.
Mo Dees, go look Morris Dees up if they hadn't sanitized it on the web, and go look at his divorce paper. Go see that he's a raving homosexual and his little sodomite romps while he was married. And then the real crowning blow is he went and bought sex toys and gave them to his 17-year-old stepdaughter when he was beside her bed and asked her to demonstrate them for him. These are the people that are sitting on your homeland security with those pieces of crap up there, like Michael Chertoff, the man with no damn soul. We know he ain't got a heart. Look in his eyes. You'll see he ain't got a soul either. Why not? He sold it to the devil.
Let me insert some stuff here. Just got two more emails from Pete out in New Mexico. Another hard-hitting show of pure truth. We need numbers. That's when the game will truly change. He says, I've been living the truth that Rogers exposed for about 19 years. It's been a tough road. But once you know the truth, there is no other way to go. He says, I can't tell you how pleased I am to hear this topic over the airwaves. Tell folks the time is short. They better pick their side. Truth and liberty is not an easy play. Everyone needs to read this book. This will separate the serfs from the freedom. And also, coming in from Doc G, he said, tell Roger I'll put him on all the shortwave WWCR he wants. When would he like to start? We've got from 10 a.m. Central, Monday through Friday, and Saturday and Sunday nights. We're on simulcast on two frequencies. He's a welcome guest. All of this will be coming down to you, man. This has been one great hour, Rog. I'm glad it's finally coming to this. Stay with us. We're going to rebroadcast this program again tomorrow night. You need to hear it. You need to get excited. Lord willing, I'll see you soon. Take care of yourselves, will you?
Hasta luego.
Don't bury that fat lady.